Okay, we're going to be learning about the mitzvahs of Bikurim in this parsha, Parsha Ki Tavo. It's a very awesome mitzvah. The mitzvah speaks about how when a person's first fruit come to harvest, that they take these fruit and they bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. They bring them in a basket to the Kohen, right? And he makes the whole declaration. So we're going to talk about this process in general. We see that it's an interesting concept that really throughout the Mefarshim, at least a lot of the Mefarshim talks about this whole idea of Karsa Tov, of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Hashem that we have a land, not taking it for granted, thanking Hashem that we have fruit from this land. And to remember that comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, really to fight this idea of, against the idea of Kocham Ba'otzim Miyadi, that we did it ourselves and that everything we have is earned by ourselves. And we were trying to make sure that we don't take things for granted. After one brings these fruit in the basket to the Kohen, so the Kohen, right, the Kohen waves them with the individual's hands on it as well, the basket. And they make this declaration, Arami Aved Avi, right, that it was Armenian. So, according to the to Rashi, one understanding is that it was Lavan, right? Lavan tried to kill Yaakov. And then it goes on talking about how we left Mitzrayim, and before we left, obviously, we were persecuted, and we screamed out to Hashem, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with great miracles. And so the question is, what's the connection here between these Pesukim we read and the Bikurim? And I think there's actually a really awesome connection. So we're going to start by talking about, first of all, the aspect of Simcha. Right, sometimes we like to, not we like to, but we fall into the routine of focusing on what's beyond us, what's external to us. It's hard not to focus on what we don't have, right? We see, whether it's the ads we see all day, we see hundreds, if not thousands of ads every day. And they're trying to convince us if we don't have something, so then we're not yet complete. Right, different products, it could be jewelry, deodorant, car, even a safer, a vacation, whatever it is, that if we don't have this thing, so then we're lacking. We see other people with these items, and it could very much begin to create feelings of not having enough. And it's obviously because we're looking at what we don't have right now. Right, I'm not looking at myself, and I'm not looking at my possessions, and I'm not looking at everything, my talents and my skills and my abilities, at what I have at this present moment, but I'm looking at what I don't have yet. When I'm looking at what I don't yet have, because it's not mine, right? I'm focusing on something that's external to myself. Of course I'm going to feel lacking within, because that's what I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on everything I do have. That's the opposite of a Karsa Tov, right? That approach, that perception, which is very easy to fall into, and it's hard to pull ourselves out of at times, is really the opposite of appreciating what we have. It's really putting more of appreciation, more of a recognition on things that we don't have. So let's try and take the opposite approach for a second. Let's look inward. Right? Meaning, instead of looking external to what we have and who we are, let's look inward to the most basic inner point that we have that can never be taken from us. Instead of looking at the point of something that's impossible for us to get, or it's very hard for us to get, something very far from us, let's look at the most basic thing that we do have. The most basic thing we have is a neshama. Arami Oved Avi. If Yaakov Avinu would have died, if Yaakov Avinu Chas V'Shalom would have been killed by Lavan, we wouldn't have had Jewish people. Right? That would have been the end. That would have been the end. With Yaakov, you had Esav. Esav would have been who wanted to go on. Yaakov would not be going on. We would not have had the Jewish people. We wouldn't have a neshama, and we wouldn't be here in the same way. So, Arami Oved Avi, that's the most basic point. We have a neshama. Rabbi Nachman says, if a person would just think about this fact that we have a neshama, and we try and understand a little bit the loftiness of what kind of gift that is that we have within us, the acknowledgement of having a neshama could give us chiyas itself. When everything else fails to give us chiyas, right? When everything else we own, whenever all other talents and abilities and skills, and we try and think of all the different positive things about ourselves, and we're still not giving us the simcha, the joy we need in life, we're still not being able to pull out of this dark place a person was pulled into, just focusing on the fact that we have a neshama and understanding the power and value of our neshama, that is the ability to pull us out. And we can never lose that neshama. The most basic part of us that we can never lose. To think about how lucky we are for a second, being 0.01% of the population that's Jewish. To think about for a second the fact that we could have also been a tree or a desk or a lamp or a car key. We're chosen not only to be a person, not only to be a Ben Adam, but also to be a Yid, to be a Jewish person. And that itself should give us chiyas when we're lacking proper simcha in our lives. So that's the most basic point, starting from there and appreciating that. But let's continue working outwards, right? We talk about Mitzrayim, how we talk about when we bring Bikurim, how we left Mitzrayim. How Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, how we were slaves. So second thing is, we're not slaves. Let's not take anything for granted. The fact that we have free choice. There's many, obviously, many different forms of slavery. We're not going to focus on that right now, but there's actual slavery, and then there's slavery to physicality. And there's, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, first of all, the ability to not be slaves to other people, but he also gave us the ability to not be slaves to any items. He gave us the ability, which in the Torah, to try and really, the Torah is really a guide to not fall into slavery again. Become an ultimate person of freedom, right? Because ultimate freedom is obviously serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second thing, right? If we just focus on that, we're just starting from the most basic point and working forward, and then just keep going, right? Wow, he gave us a land. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. He gave us our own land. He gave us a place that's the holiest place in the world. He gave us a place that the whole world was formed from, a place where all the tefillos go up to Shemayim from. This is Kadosh Baruch Hu's land. His eyes are on here at all points, just to contemplate these ideas, to think about them. And so actually Chazal instituted such a system, right, of this approach, where Chazal told us really every morning that we're going to try and reinstitute this perspective. Instead of the perspective of looking external to what we don't yet have, let's look internal. Let's look internal. Moda Ani, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was thinking, the first thing I wake up, I'm alive. There's no greater blessing than a person wakes up and they have a shot. If we're still alive, we still have a shot. Next thing, Asher Rachabanami Komim and Asalana Sursa Hashem, I'm a Yid, you give me the Torah, right? Arami, Arami, Avid, Avi, right? Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. We have the Jewish people. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we keep going, the Brachos Hashem, you created me, I'm thankful for whichever way you created me, whichever gender you made me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Peach Yivrim, you gave me eyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malbisha Rumim, you gave me clothing. Just going through our day, starting the day off in a way of, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's recognize all the blessing I have before I start focusing on that which I don't yet have. That, I think, is one of the blessings of Bikurim. But Bikurim is at the start of the season, we start off, the foundation of the season is, Muda'ani, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for giving me these fruit, and understand it all comes from you. Most basic recognition of everything I have, not to get lost in it. Right, the second fruits are coming in, I might start looking at other people's fruit and being like, wow, why are his fruits so much more beautiful than mine? Right, oh, this whole part of my field didn't start growing and his look amazing. No, to focus on what we do have and to realize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize that everything we have is being sent to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. That's the ratios. That's the beginning. That's the ratios of our day, and that's the ratios of Bikurim. And of course, once we were able to really work on this aspect of Simcha, we're starting off our everyday, focusing on what we do have, not focusing on what we don't have. Right? If our first thought is, I didn't sleep enough, so that's focusing on what we don't have. Versus our first thought is, moda'ani, focusing on what we do have. We have life. It's the biggest difference the way we start our day. Same way the way we start our season. And when we get to the point where we start our season in the proper way, so then of course the next passage in the Torah is talking about Miser, right? Giving charity, giving gifts to the Kohanim, to Levim, because you know what? Because once we're in a place of Simcha, once we're in a place of recognizing all that we have, Mamela, the next step is sharing it with others. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have the most amazing Shabbos Kodesh, to be able to start our days off properly, to be able to start off our seasons properly, to be able to start off our Shana properly. Thank you so much. Have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.